The most obvious way to start documenting your existing business processes is to talk to those within the organization who are responsible for completing the work that you wish to document. It is also very beneficial to observe the work being done and to share the documentation that you create with those you have interviewed and observed to be sure that you have it right. The more you are able to iterate through a cycle of observation, interview, and sharing of your analysis as the work process is executed multiple times, the more likely you are to understand exactly how the process is done. It is also a good idea to seek out checklists, if any exist for the process that you are analyzing, that will help ensure that steps that are normally part of a process are included in your analysis. Having these checklists as guides can help you fully document a process more quickly. As you start to conduct user needs analysis, you will discover that some people within an organization will find it very difficult to describe exactly how a given workflow is executed. That is why observation should be an important part of your analysis. It is also very helpful to share how you have documented a process with a user to receive feedback. And the best way to share this information is in the form of some kind of visual representation of the business process, such as something as simple as a flow chart, or something more complex such as a UML diagram. There are various tools that you can use to create these visual representations of a business process. If you are new to these kinds of tools, it is best to use something simple, even as simple as a piece of paper and pen.